Doyle says the stimulus could bring about $3.5 billion to Wisconsin. $2 billion of that would go toward paying for education and Medicaid. Those are the biggest expenses in Wisconsin's budget, and they account for a big piece of the budget shortfall. The governor told reporters it makes Wisconsin's budget less painful than it would have been, but he says it doesn't take care of the whole problem.
Nobody can assume that this $2 billion is going to be there 2 years from now. And so I'm going to have to budget in a way that very clearly deals with that problem.
The governor introduced a set of targeted tax increases and temporary agency cuts this week that would take care of about $700 million of what he had said was a $5.7 billion budget shortfall. An optimistic read of the stimulus bill would still leave a deficit of a few billion. The governor says he'll deal with part of that hole through cuts, but he hasn't ruled out tax increases, particularly on people who earn higher incomes.
We have to really worry about how do we avoid tax increases on middle-class families. And I'm going to have to make hard choices.
The governor delivers his full budget address to the legislature next week. He says lawmakers will have a say over how this federal stimulus money gets spent. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.